This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time now for another visit with Dr. Ken Kronos. The doctor makes house calls, and you'll have the benefit of his work, his research, all of the things that come about as a result of publications, the journals of medical associations that come out with things that are important to all of us. Ken interprets and explains to us what it means. So how will it affect you? We'll find out with any number of things that have been researched this week by Ken. Comes to us from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, a suburb of Orlando. People from Tampa, Orlando, all over the central part of the state, and actually all over the state, all over the southeast, all over the country, count on Dr. Ken for great cardiological advice. As a matter of fact, I like to underscore the fact that he really does know your body. That's why I like him and respect my time with him every year. As a matter of fact, I probably could take a couple of days. I don't have the time, and neither does he. But that's always important in experience, frankly, every year. And you ought to have a checkup. That's one of the reasons I bring this up, because we all need to go find a primary care person, someone that will check you out so you know what's going on in your body from year to year. Ken's available. You dial up his office for an appointment, 352-735-1400. 352-735-1400. And I'll also remind you of the number, some of our questions from the questions for Dr. Ken portion of the program later in the hour come from folks dialing us up at 855-999-3684. You can call that number anytime, day or night, any day of the week, and leave a question for Dr. Ken on it. It's sort of an automated line, but it's there to help you out. If you've got a question you want to ask, the doctor is in. 855-999-3684. Having said that, we get into the new year. This is the first program of 2024, and as a result of that, there are still people, I would like to hope that there are a lot of people, actually, because we're only a week into the new year, who are promising themselves that they'll be healthy this year, Ken. And I know that you have researched a number of resolutions that people come up with that will aid them in staying healthy. So you want to go through them?
Absolutely. Happy New Year. And let's put together 7 healthy New Year's resolutions you can actually keep this year. And I'll skip to number 4, which you just mentioned, essentially, without even knowing it, is that schedule an annual checkup. And you stress that all the time, but a lot of people don't have that on their annual to-do list, but let's add that to everybody's New Year's resolutions if it's not on it. Schedule an annual checkup. I think you would agree.
I think it's irresponsible, frankly, not only to yourself to know. You need to know what's going on in your body, but also your family, people who are dependent on you, they need to feel secure, and you need to feel secure that what you're doing, your health is a prominent part of your existence. Without it, you don't have much. My father used to say that when he had his stroke. He said to me, you have nothing without your health. And you don't. What's the point?
I think Doug definitely agrees. So 7 healthy New Year's resolutions again. Number 1, lose weight and keep it off. A resolution to lose weight, Doug, is one of the most important steps you can take towards better health. And there are so many wonderful tools now. There's FDA-approved drugs. There's products that Doug talks about. There's a lot of opportunities and choices. You know, not all of us can do it the old-fashioned way like Doug and us. Like Doug and I have done it with exercise and diet, but there are now tools available that are safe, that are effective to help get down. If you need help, talk to your doctor. I never thought we would have a weight loss clinic at Lake Cardiology. We do, because now there are FDA-approved drugs that help you if you're overweight, obese, to lower the risk of the first heart attack. We'd be glad to help you. talk to your doctors. They'll be glad to help you. Next, eat a healthy diet. My favorite's the Mediterranean. Vegetarian seems to be okay, but eating a healthy diet, there's probably few illnesses that you can't help, mental and physical, if you don't eat a right, a good
food
diet.
Food is medicine.
Diet can help everything. And
medicine.
You know, my grandmother was way before her time. She used to advocate this so many decades ago, and she was so right. And eating a healthy diet is so important, and whatever you ails you mentally or physically, talk to somebody who knows diet, read about it. You can help yourself by eating a healthy diet. Sit less and move more. You know, get those 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 steps a day. It's easy to count them. We have these devices that can count all these things. You can easily get one yourself, but get moving. If you don't want to do steps, do something. Just sit less. There's no doubt sitting less, moving more will improve your time on Earth and the quality. We talked about scheduling an annual checkup. Also, take steps to reduce stress. Mental health is so important to physical health. If you don't know how to get the steam out of your ears, if you don't know how to get the stress out of your life, talk to somebody who's there. There's plenty of professionals who can help you here. Get more sleep. Sleep is so important. Those 7 hours of quality sleep per night, it's so important for overall good health. Sleep, there's a lot of ways you can catch up on the weekend, get a good mattress, make sure the lights are out, make sure you have a good sleeping environment. Sleeping is so important. And create a plan to stop smoking is number 7. Can't tell you how bad cigarette smoking is for your mental health, your physical health, your overall well-being, and your time on Earth. Just stop smoking. Your lungs were meant to breathe nice, clean, fresh air, and that's it.
Amazing how many people smoke and what it does to them. All right, those are the 7 healthy New Year's resolutions that you can actually keep. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Speaking of those and the reference that Ken made to losing weight, our sponsor, Calitrin, wants you to know that as we get into the new year, they're always coming up with deals, ways that can enhance and encourage you to lose the weight using Calitrin. It's such a simple thing. Yeah, you've gained 8 pounds, 10 pounds, maybe some of you may gain more than that over the last couple of months, and Valentine's Day hasn't even come yet. So what are you doing about it? You can take my advice and go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is a way for you to lose weight using natural products, using your good common sense. Stop the madness. Lose the weight. And the craziest thing is people lose weight and then they allow it to come back on again. With Calitrin, that will not happen. And right now, the Calitrin team has brought back for the beginning of the year the buy one, get one free sale right now. So stock up while the sale lasts. Go to toploss.com. Look at the ingredients. A lot of people are new to my programs, to listening to Dr. Ken. So maybe you start from scratch. Go to toploss.com. Check out the product and its ingredients. And then make a resolution for the new year 2024. Lose weight and then keep it off. Calitrin is scientifically proven for not just weight loss, but for other things that will help you keep your body in shape and in touch, if you will. Be in touch with your body. Lose the weight, keep it off. Calitrin is the natural way to do it. You got enough info from me to go to toploss.com. Good for you. Check it out. And then when you decide to take advantage of the buy one, get one free sale going on now, use the discount code Doug when you check out to make sure you get that. And free shipping. That's all at toploss.com for Calitrin.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. More items of interest from his research this week. He's a cardiologist, so let's talk about cholesterol and lipoproteins and what we need to know about them as it connects to cardiovascular disease. You and I have been talking about that because of my blood test, Ken. So what is lipoprotein?
Well, this is so important. Everybody needs to know about this. This is going to be front page news in the next year or so. And you can all say you heard it here first. We all know about good cholesterol, the healthy cholesterol, HDL. We know about the bad cholesterol, sometimes referred to as the lousy cholesterol, LDL. Right, Doug? You're aware of LDL and HDL?
Sure, I am. That's for sure.
But, yep. But I doubt you're aware of the awful, the most horrible cholesterol, which is called LP little a or lipoprotein A. This is...
I know that there's a... you're catching me off guard here because I thought I knew... A lot of this, we have to have it, you and I, as many times as we have gotten together, we have to have talked about this in some way.
This is cutting edge stuff. And LP little a, lipoprotein A, we need to spend some time on this. And this is, again, going to be front page news in the next year or so, and you can say you heard it here first. I have to say that twice, because this is gigantic. We all know somebody in our lives who has... had a heart attack or a stroke, some cardiovascular issue, and they have absolutely none of the so-called Framingham classic risk factors, smoking, cholesterol, obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, all of the things we usually think about associated with heart disease. They have none of them. They look as healthy as can be, but they still have a heart attack, maybe even die from it. Well, we have learned recently that 20% of adults genetically inherit an elevated LP little a or lipoprotein A. This is so horrible that the European Society of Cardiology this past fall recommended that all adults get their LP little a checked. And for some odd reason, the American College of Cardiology has not yet recommended to do this. But an elevated LP little a will increase clotting, plaquing, and even aortic stenosis. 20% of adults have it. There's nothing you can do. It's all genetic. Get your LP little a checked the next time you get your blood work.
All right, we'll talk about how to find that as we continue here. We'll pause for a moment or two. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good day, Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the noted cardiologist from down in Central Florida. Lots of people track themselves into Ken's office. You can do that as well at Lake Cardiology. Listening to him so far, even this week, with all this new information, you need to check yourselves out. 352-735-1400 is the number into his office. So, if you're just starting, we're talking about a lipoprotein, which it's called LPA.
LP little A or lipoprotein A.
So this is something that I just had a blood test, a couple, 3 weeks ago. I haven't sent you the results of it yet, but I guess I'm still sort of putting it together. This was not tested before. How was it found? If you said that we don't test for this when we test the blood, how was it found?
Many of the doctors need to be even updated about this because they're not yet aware of this. Many of the doctors are not measuring it because they don't think anything can be done about it, which, oh, do the preventive cardiologists totally disagree with that? The answer to that is we take your family history, don't we, and we can't do anything about it because this helps to risk assess you. The 20% of the population that have an elevated LP little a have an exceedingly high risk of heart attack, stroke, and an increased risk of aortic stenosis. There's nothing you do, there's nothing about your lifestyle that increases or lowers LP little a. This is all genetic. There's a study going on right now at the Cleveland Clinic with a drug to dramatically lower LP little a by involving how the protein is made. It interferes with the production of the messenger RNA that makes the protein. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but it's a very effective 80 to 90% reduction. This probably won't be available for a year or two, but trust me, in the next year or so, everybody's going to be wondering, what's your LP little a? Again, 20% of the population, it's elevated. It's all genetic. There's nothing you do to make it go up. There's nothing you can do to make it go down. And if you have it, you're dramatically at increased risk for heart attack and stroke. This is especially the missing link among those who have heart attacks and strokes, and they look as healthy as anybody.
All right, but again, back to how you find it. There is a blood test or you have a cholesterol reading, LDL, the HDL.
You just have to order it. It's easy to order. Quest LabCorp, all of the big lab companies have it now, easily ordered. And when people's are elevated, it's usually very high. There's no reason at this point to repeat it. You get it once in your life. Perhaps in the future when we're treating it with a specific drug, then we may want to follow it up. Right now, the only what we're doing for people who have elevated LP little A's, we're putting them all, if they can tolerate, a baby aspirin once a day, because it does cause increased clotting. It causes dramatically increased plaquing in the circulation. So we're heading for, are you ready for this? LDLs under 50. And the best way to do this is with these new injectables, not the statins, but these so-called PCSK9 inhibitors, Repatha and Praluent, the injectables every other week or the once every 6 months, inclisiran. These three drugs do lower LP little a by about a third. Outcomes data have yet to be done to see if that actually helps lowering it by just a third, but the feeling is that it certainly seems like it should help until we have a specific drug like the one that's being done, tested at the Cleveland Clinic to dramatically lower it. Every drug company in the world is trying to develop a drug to get LP little A. It's 20% of the adult population worldwide. Amazing find.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronos, we continue after these words at the bottom of the hour here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. So that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Power outages possible along the East Coast this weekend as New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut gear up for the first snowstorm of the season. To politics now, the U.S. Supreme Court will take up the Trump Colorado ballot case on February 8th. While on the campaign trail in Iowa, Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis asked if he thinks former President Trump should be removed from the ballot because of the January 6th riot at the Capitol back in 2021. DeSantis says Trump hasn't been convicted of anything and warns removing him could lead to President Biden being removed from Florida's ballot for letting millions of illegal aliens into our country via our southern border with Mexico.
Could we make a credible case that Biden, because of the invasion of 8 million? And again, I don't think that's the right way to do it.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Flower your brain with information about all kinds of things with regard to the health world that we live in. Dr. Ken Kronaus is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Every weekend we get together for 2 hours of a focus on your health. Ken has his vision and he has his experience and he brings that all to the table, as does Jack Stockwell, different points of view on things. So when I come down to see you in, we got to move on from this LP discussion, but
LP when I come to see lipoprotein.
When I come down to see you in March, we'll order this as part of the. So I'll know and you'll know.
Well, absolutely. With your next blood collection, we definitely should get for you an LP little A, lipoprotein A. In fact, everyone listening should ask their doctor with their next blood drug, get an LP little A.
All right. Moving on to other things that affect your heart, because Ken is a well-known cardiologist. Salt. And adding it to your food, you've been talking about this for years as to how it affects your heart circulatory system. But now it looks like there's another worry when it comes to using salt as far as how it affects your organs, right?
Well, how it affects the kidneys. The news is from JAMA Network Open this week, its effect on the kidneys. Doug, adding salt to foods is associated with increased risk of chronic kidney disease in the general population. We've already known that adding salt to meals ups people's odds for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and even a shortened lifespan. But the news this week is that folks who habitually add an extra sprinkle of salt, that's it, that's all, to their meals, are also doing no favor for their kidneys. There are many physiological issues linking high sodium intake and poor kidney function, including hormonal changes and increased oxidative stress on the twin organs. The take-home message from this study is, you don't need a salt shaker. Don't add extra salt to the food. Just stay on as little salt as you can. It'll keep your body from head to toe healthier. And the news is, especially the kidneys.
All right. So we, I don't put salt on anything except baked potato and corn. And I don't put much on, but I'm thinking about my use of pepper. Most people use salt and pepper together. Is there a reason? I don't know why that is, but there seems to be an accumulated coordination of having salt and pepper on the table. So does pepper harm you as the salt you're talking about harms us?
No, it doesn't seem. If you want a specially good spice, it seems like garlic and vinegar are the really healthy ones.
Garlic and vinegar. I like both of those. Okay. That's good. Everybody keep that in mind. All right. Next up, tummy tucks. How many people who are listening right now have had tummy tuck surgery and worried about it? Because for a long time, there have been people who have said, well, this isn't good for you. I think some folks confuse tummy tucks and the outward expression of fixing your body with the stomach operations that are done to cut stuff out and put staples in your stomach and stuff like that. Do you think that happens, the confusion?
Well, that's kind of what we're talking about. So let me untangle this, because this comes out of the Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery Journal this week, Doug, that if you're thinking of getting a tummy tuck in the new year, the procedure, in fact, has remained very safe. This new 16-year analysis shows, with many patients opting for a little liposuction at the same time. That may be one of the changes. And what you're talking about, Doug, what you mentioned at the beginning was abdominoplasty. And abdominoplasty actually is a tummy tuck. And it remains a safe and reliable procedure. In the last few years, heparin, a blood thinner, has been added to prevent clotting, which has helped make this safer. And many patients also get liposuction when they get their abdominoplasty. And over 80% are now done as an outpatient. You don't even stay in the hospital overnight.
Wow. All right. Well, sounds like it's something to consider. But being responsible about your weight problems, weight gain, is probably a better way, but at least this is a way that has some health connected to it. Now, the last month or so, we've been talking a lot about depression, mental health, dementia, Alzheimer's, that sort of thing. And so along comes a study focusing on people who live with someone that's going through all of this stuff, depressed, mental, and you know, all kinds of things that go on. You like to not have those realities this time of year, but they do exist. So what's the outcome? What's the take home for those who are living with someone who is clinically depressed?
Yes. People often underestimate the toll on themselves, how the hardship, how challenging it can be to be a caretaker. And it's a labor of love. Hardship may be the wrong word, but for many it's a labor of love. But it does become a hardship on your own body, mentally and physically often. And again, it was reported this week in the Journal of Affective Disorders that living with a person who battles depression comes at a cost, Doug. Folks in this situation tend to earn less money and be unemployed more often. Mental and physical health also seems worse if people live with a depressed person. It's contagious. It's just a big burden. It may be a burden of love, but it's a huge mental
strain. So what do you do?
Strain.
If you live with somebody, you've lived with them for a long time and you love them, if they are taking a toll on you, what do you do? I know
well,
that you're not a divorce lawyer.
That's part of love, but I guess you do your best to try to get them better.
Yeah.
Pretty difficult situation. That goes along with loving somebody.
Yeah. Coming up in a
moment.
Yourself.
Realize yourself. You've got to heal yourself if you're in this situation that you might need, the caretaker might need some help also.
All right. I promised when talking about you in this program on the Good Day Show this week that we would talk about problems of drinking and the impact that it has other than the obvious. There are a lot of obvious reasons not to drink. We talked about that when we went through the seven healthy New Year's resolutions earlier in the program. But there's also another important reason to stop drinking. You know, they have, what is it, dry January, and then people go on to dry February and dry March. That means that you don't drink during those months. Ken's going to give you a reason to stop drinking altogether. Meanwhile, let's go to the place where a lot of people do imbibe. It's a good time. You don't have to in order to have a good time in Las Vegas. Just go there. Just be around the vibe of Las Vegas. It's really a lot of fun, and it's easy to do. If you are planning maybe a last-minute road trip, or your Valentine's Day weekend is not planned yet, how about you call 800-419-3684. 800-419-3684, and you'll get, as a matter of fact, it's impossible to get through on that number to not get the three-day and two-night deal. You could even win tickets to a Las Vegas show. 541 Travel will make it easy for you, and if you decide you want to stay another night or two, they'll take care of the arrangements, no problem. No purchase is needed, just call 800-419-3684. Enjoy the card games. Enjoy the gambling. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the shows. What's not to enjoy? Great swimming. It's always warm enough in Las Vegas to jump into the pool. So indulge yourself. Take a few nights and a few days off. Have some fun and do it without having to pay for it. 800-419-3684. For a fun time in Las Vegas. I was going to abbreviate. For a good night in Vegas, call Doug. 800-419-3684. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen on the Good Day Program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supplies, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's get to this business of skipping alcohol, stopping drinking, how bad it is, how dangerous it is. All right, so have at it, Ken.
I'm just reporting the facts. I guess you're putting the emotion
I put
into
my
it.
Spin on it, yeah, because I'm an ardent anti-drinker.
This comes out of the New England Journal of Medicine, a very well-known journal out of your backyard. And what we learned, Doug, is that giving up alcoholic drinks or reducing the amount that's consumed reduces the risk of getting oral or esophageal cancer, according to this report published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. So it seems like if you want to prevent oral or esophageal cancer, you got to stop drinking.
Drinking what, though? We're talking about beer,
alcohol.
Talking about wine, we're talking about... whiskey, bourbon.
Apparently, any form, according to the New England Journal of Medicine this week, any form of alcohol is going to lead to significant increased risk of oral or esophageal cancer. Not all cancers, but especially this one. Breast cancer is very sensitive to alcohol. There are some that are. There's some that aren't. But this oral esophageal cancer is enough to make you want to give up drinking.
All right. Here's a study of women who use benzodiazepine. How they do? Pretty well, huh? Pronouncing that?
Benzodiazepines. Pretty good.
Diazepine. All right. All right. What's the problem with using that if you're pregnant?
Well, this comes out of JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry this week, Doug. This class of sedatives that you did pretty well called benzodiazepines. And we're all familiar with the medicines in this family, Ativan, Valium, Xanax. It's linked to a higher odds for miscarriage if taken during pregnancy. The findings held even after accounting for possible confounding factors such as anxiety and insomnia. So it seems like Doug would say, just stay away from the benzos if you can. If you can't, talk to your doctor about options, because you have to really balance the risks and the benefits of these drugs while you're pregnant. Ativan, Valium, Xanax, drugs in this class.
When it comes to questions for Dr. Ken, we're going to have a lot of questions. I'm putting together a number of questions about vaccines, so we'll get to that. We were talking about what goes on when you're pregnant. Here's a pill to treat postpartum depression that's now available. Is this something you'd recommend, Ken? It's called ZURZUVAI. Am I right on that one? See how close.
Yeah, ZURZUVAE. This comes out of the company Biogen and Sage Therapeutics. Doug, as many as 1 in 8 women in America develop depression just before or after giving birth. The first postpartum depression pill approved for use in America is now available to women who need it. The drug can work in only 3 days. Isn't that amazing? Sold under the name ZURZUVAI. The medication can quickly ease severe postpartum depression and help women regain their emotional equilibrium following childbirth. The most common side effects with this drug are sleepiness, dizziness, sedation, and headache. Talk to your doctors about this. Doctors, please be aware of this.
All right, coming up next, Questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three past the hour. It's Good Day Health time. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken is here. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. I remind you each time we talk with Ken about his availability because so many people want to avail themselves of a connection, whether it be a Zoom chat or whether it be in his office. It's 352-735-1400 to be in touch. 352-735-1400. And I also remind you every week that some of these questions that come for Dr. Ken come through our call-in line. Questions for Dr. Ken, you just call anytime, day or night. Leave the question at 855-999-3684, if you please. That's questions for Ken, 855-999-3684. All right, let's move into some vaccines, talking about vaccines. A lot of questions this week. One of them has to do, I got a couple of vaccinations when I just had my annual physical, and it's called Prevnar. That was the vaccine that I got. I didn't ask for that name. Because I tend to not pay attention to the drug ads all over the place. But I knew that I needed to have a second shot to keep myself from getting pneumonia. Prevnar, is that the most prominent vaccine that's used for that purpose, Ken?
Yeah, it prevents you from 20 different streptococcal pneumonia strains. And good thing you got it. You don't want to die from an infection of your lungs. Good thing to do. I've gotten it myself.
Yeah, I certainly know. Yeah. So the question comes on a lot of these vaccines, things that you need to know. How much, when people come to your clinic and ask you questions about vaccines, I know that you talk about COVID and PCV and some of these other things, like we were just mentioning, the pneumococcal conjugate. Why is it important in terms of some of the things this year, we know about flu from your perspective. COVID, people are still wondering about that. People are wondering whether this vaccination, because there have been a lot of people getting COVID and they had the shots, so why bother?
Well, the shots for COVID are not meant to prevent you from getting illness. They're prevent you from dying or getting hospitalized. That's the intent of the shots. And this really needs to be done on an individual basis. I can't give you one broad brush for everybody. This is where you have to talk to a good primary care doctor and find out for you personally what you should do. You have to make a decision about flu, RSV, COVID, the three respiratory viruses that are going around this winter, and then all the other ones, as you just mentioned. So this is a good, this is what you do once a year with your primary care doctor, and you talk about your vaccination schedule, what needs to be done for the year and what needs to be not done.
I see there's a new melanoma vaccine that's supposed to improve your survival. It's from Moderna. You want to talk about melanoma? If it's a skin cancer, I guess I'm curious as to what kind of a vaccine would prevent a skin cancer.
Well, this is actually a vaccine that's used to battle the skin cancer. So there's this new melanoma vaccine, and it's shown its ability to battle the deadly skin cancer melanoma. People with advanced melanomas who receive the vaccine plus Merck's cancer drug Keytruda, Doug, are 49% less likely to die or have their cancer return after 3 years than those who are given only Keytruda, or according to the vaccine maker Moderna. You see, the vaccine Moderna has come up with this mRNA vaccine technology that was used to make the COVID vaccine, and it just really stirs up the immune system to make antibodies. And what they're doing with melanoma is making antibodies specific against the cancer melanoma by stimulating the immune system using the vaccine technology. It's very clever. It's effective. Melanoma is a killer, and this is going to be a lifesaver.
Well, the immune system, we don't have a lot of time here left. I'm just wondering, the immune system, you got to have a healthy one no matter what's going on to ward off any kind of problem that you're going to have, no matter what it is, these bugs, cancers, you got to have a strong immune system, and that requires you having a good diet, the exercise, all the things you were talking about that make sense, especially while you're making the New Year's resolves. Make a resolution. I was going to say reservation. Yeah, make a resolution to keep yourself healthy. Let's do that. Dr. Ken Kronos here at your service with Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.